Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Please sit up in heavenly places. Put your hands together. Celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to sincerely apologize for all these construction shenanigans. We are sorry. The artisans are wonderful. They're marvelous people. So each time they fail and disappoint like that, with all the promises, you don't know whether to pull it down and start afresh again. We just trust God that this week we'll be able to conclude the whole of this. So we have had back and forth with the artisans. We'll do it. Don't worry, we are coming. We didn't see them yesterday. And we already nailed this, so we just had to leave it. So we are very sorry. And we have done everything to ensure that there's safety around. Just bamboos, everything is fine. Please bear with us. Glory to God. Yeah, I want to share something very important today. I consider it a very important subject. And I think it concerns all of us. And sometimes it's one of those things that you are discussing and somebody somewhere is saying, I don't think it's my own business. Sometimes they are pointing fingers at another person. Well, you are the one that should do a check on yourself. So I'm going to be sharing and I want us to pay attention. What I'll be talking about today, I'll be talking about whispers that wound, the poison of gossip. Whispers that wound, the poison of gossip. Whispers that wound, the poison of what? Gossip. Let me start by introducing us to different levels of words. There are different levels of words, and all words are not the same. They don't carry the same weight. They have different impacts. You have to be aware of the kind of words that you are using, what you are saying per time, and the impact that it has. Don't forget that the Bible says that the whole world was framed by what? The word of God. That's a kind of word. It's a creative word. Are we here together? Yes. The whole world formed by the word of God. Glory to God. Something just came to my spirit. Wow. Amen. So he said, we understand by faith that the whole world was framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made from the things which are visible. In other words, words created the whole world. So there are words that are creative. So you need to know the different kinds of words and the impact that words have. Some of us today, it's possible that there was one or two people, you found yourself in a state where you were depressed, and it was as a result of what somebody said about you or said to you, or something you heard somebody say and you were excited this moment, and all of a sudden all of your energy dropped. Words are powerful. Words can control our emotions. Words can control the direction of our lives. Are we here together? Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning, church? So you need to know different kinds of words and the impact that they may have on your life, your business, your family, your career, your children. Some children are where they are because of the negative words spoken over their lives. They are not able to go beyond a particular level. And I don't want you to trivialize the impact and the power of words. Don't underestimate the power of words. Words are powerful. Powerful. Don't ever underestimate. Don't ever trivialize the power of words. at the lowest level of word and all that, the lowest level of words, and a lot of people find themselves there also. You have curse words. That means these are words that are destructive, words intended to hurt, condemn, spiritually bring damage. They invite judgment. They create spiritual and emotional harm and reveal an unbridled tongue. They are words that are used to cast spell on people. So you see, when people visit herbalists, all these traditional people, and they want to curse a particular person, they want to stop a particular person from excelling, what kind of words do they use? Curse words. They are curse words. So they do incantations, and after they have said all the things they want to say, they release negative energy. They release negative words. When a parent gets tired of the misbehavior of a child and they don't know what to do because they lack understanding, sometimes they start cursing. And those words are potent. They are words. They exist. They are real. Because words in themselves, they are not empty. They are living things. Words are lively. Jesus said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are what? Life. That means there are some other words that are, all words are spirits. Don't forget that. Words communicate spirit. Words carry energy. Words are very powerful. So you have curse words, and sometimes many of us also, you know, just carelessly, you use curse words. You speak terrible curse words. You have to be very careful about those words. You remember the story of Balaam and Balak in the Bible? The Bible says that Balak, the king, hired Balaam so that he will use curse words over the children of Israel. Why? Because God already has used blessings, the words of blessings over them. So the only way I can alter their life and make a mess of their life is to reverse what God has said. And one of the ways to reverse those kind of things, words that are blessings, is to use what? A curse. So Balak in the book of Numbers went to hire Balaam, the soothsayer, and he created an elevated platform, a mountain, and made sacrifices and said, please go there and help me curse these people. You know why? If a person is blessed, whatever they do will work. But if people are cursed, they fall into the state of confusion, frustration. They have issues, delays. Everything is just messed up and scattered. So I don't want these guys to excel. I don't want them to come into my territory, because I have heard of the good things that God has done through them. I have heard of the beautiful life that they have lived. I have heard of how God will conquer all their enemies. I need somebody strong enough to lay curse words over their destiny. And Balaam, you know, God didn't want him to go, but eventually he came and he tried to use those words. And you start seeing things in scripture where he started saying, there is no enchantment against Jacob. There is no necromancy against Israel. He said, how can you curse the one that God has blessed? There is a shout of a king in their midst. He was supposed to curse them, but he started blessing them. The reason is because God already wired a blessing over their life so that it will be impossible for anybody to curse them. So each time he tried to curse them, he couldn't curse them. And that's where you hear people say, who can curse the person that God has blessed? So there's something you call curse words, and they are valid. They work. They impact people's life. Somebody can say negative words on a person, and the person is there. Other words, we have negative words. People just speak negative words. Negative words, they release negative energy. They create walls of impossibility. They are used to disrupt and hinder advancement, progress, or vision. So people say things like, it will not work. That's a negative word. I am finished. I can't succeed again. I am done with this marriage. Negative words. This marriage cannot work. You are a useless child. They're negative words. Are we here together? And those words, they are also potent. They have the ability to control the situation of things. So you're coming with high energy to share something about a vision with somebody, and you just bring your paper and you share everything. That's why you have to be careful, your friends and the people around you. Then as soon as you share everything, the person says, can I tell you the truth? You say, yeah, what? It can't work. All your energy, if care is not taken, everything will drop. All the ideas pouring out of your, everything will shut down. If you accept that negative word. But if you're strong enough and you're somebody who knows that you are very tenacious, you don't accept defeat, you will say, I don't believe it. Thank you. I'll see you next time. And you look for some people and you get another set of people, they start seeing possibility. They say, this thing will work. If at all there's any obstacle, see what we're going to do about it. See how to tackle it. See how to handle it. Why? Because this one decided to use negative words, and it has the ability to alter a vision. It has the ability to stop things from working. It has the ability to make a mess of a person's life. But some other people decided to use, I'll talk about that also, positive words, and positive words also drive positive energy. Positive words speak of communication of possibility. Things can happen. Are we here together? Yes. I'm not talking about all those words. Another day I'm going to teach about these words and their implication individually. But I have a heart to talk about gossip this morning, so let me just do that. Number three, neutral words. Neutral words are our everyday communication. It is necessary for us to talk. Husband and wife talk in the house. You know, you go to office, you talk, you geez. You know, they are not idle words. They are not destructive words. They are not sinful words. They are just words we use to start conversations, sustain conversations. Please help me pass that thing in the office. Oh, I'm going to so-so place. I'm trying to do so-so things. Just neutral. Yeah, words like that. They don't have any harmful effect. They just help us to navigate the course of life so that things that ought to be done will be done. Do we understand that now? Then you have corrupt words. Under corrupt words, you have gossip. Gossip falls under this, and that's where I am. Gossip and slander, they fall under corrupt words. Words that destroy another person's reputation. Words that sow seeds of discord, especially in the absence of the person. I'm going to share things with you today, and I'm sure that somebody will be leaving here and say, wow, God, never again. I will not discuss anything that is not my business. I'll show you how it harms the person that is talking, how it destroys the person that is listening, how it can affect and bring seeds that can affect your generation and your children. You know, whenever I teach, I don't want to teach on the surface. I like people to understand consequences. When you understand consequences, it helps you gain understanding and why you should not involve in certain things. Are we here together, church? Yeah. So gossip, yes, the Bible says a perverse person stirs up conflict and gossip separates close friends. Proverbs 16:28. So, and there are words that fall into the same family with gossip. I'll talk about them later. Backbiting, whispers, half-truth, exaggeration, character assassination. And the effect is that they destroy trust, they scatter relationship, they destroy communities, they destroy nations. Nations. And that's some of the things that politicians use. You see a particular candidate that is a very good candidate and will make things work. And because you think that you are looking for a way to destroy the person and not be the winner of the election or something, you now look for things. Sometimes they are not true. They are unfounded. They are just empty stuffs that make no sense. And nations have been destroyed because of those kind of words. So they start selling it. They pass it on social media. They pass it everywhere. They hire people. They pay bloggers. They pay this one. Just keep saying this. Spread it. And as it begins to spread, one of the things that it does, it begins to change the impression you have about the person, your perspective about that person. It begins to shift. You can say, we didn't know he's this bad, though. Why is he like that? What kind of thing is this? Before you know it, if the person had the tendency of having 9 million votes, it's dropping to 5 million, it's dropping to 4 million. The more effective they are with peddling it, it can drop to 1 million. And a good person will be left. And they can use strength, words, to convey the effect that a person who does not have what it takes is the right person, just to ensure that they put them. And that's why many nations are where they are today. I don't know about this country. Glory to God. Idle words. Sometimes gossip starts as idle words, then it moves further. Sometimes it starts as an idle word. You know, idle words are words that are spoken without purpose, intention, or any spiritual benefits. Some of the things that comedians do, they use idle words. Then some comedians will move from using idle words to derogatory words. So they can pick up a particular person in the congregation and start messing up the person and start saying all manner of things. And they start insulting people. Sometimes they will call somebody and say, you come. Man, that's you, money. Wait till they do your life. Because of poverty, you accept that kind of thing. If you know yourself, well, say that, you say, shh, stop that. You're insulting my person. How much do you want to give me? Please stop that rubbish. It will calm down. The show will go quiet. But because you want to honor the show, you allow yourself to be embarrassed. At the end of the day, you now say, we'll give her 500,000. I don't need your money. You just messed up my person. A good name is rather to be chosen than precious wealth. Some people accept those things. Some people even go to comedy shows and they're laughing about it. Madam, your husband, they cope with you. No. They're idle words. And they can eventually translate to something very dangerous, negative. Somebody can have a wrong perception about a person just because of that word. Something can happen. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Those of us, are we in church together? Are we in touch? I can't see everybody, but I want to be sure. Are we together? Yes, empty, profitless words. You know, endless chatter, pointless jokes. And the funny thing about the word of God, Matthew 12:36, the Bible says that, I tell you, everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for idle words. So we have to be careful. So even idle words are not permitted. You have to be careful of idle words. It has no purpose. It has no meaning. It's not adding any value. It is not neutral, but it is just there, full of empty chatters. Most of the times, idle words will always lead to something negative. And the Bible says, in the midst of those kind of words, lies. These are the kind of words that men of God use mistakenly. They leak anointing. We call it anointing leakage. You're going for a ministration. Satan will organize an idle word. Somebody will come and you start gisting. All your prayer and fast, just this rubbish. Then you get to the altar. There's nothing to deliver. You just start talking by force. Nothing's happening. And that's why sometimes before ministrations, we want to be a little bit quiet. You want to be calm. You want to conserve spiritual energy, because out of your mouth, energy is released. The same mouth with which I will bless people, have packaged grace, prayed over the night, then Satan will cause something to happen, then you begin to spill. As soon as you spill everything like that, you have lost a level of spiritual quantum of energy. So the energy you are giving now is not high. And Satan knows what he wants to achieve. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here, church? Am I making sense? We have to be careful. Wow. I won't explain anything again. The next one, flattering or manipulative words. I will not talk about them. I'll just leave them. Then the next one is true but careless words. Now, it is true, but it is spoken in a careless manner. That person is in the office where you guys work together, and you realize that she is lazy. It is true to tell her that, my dear, you are very lazy. And those of us who have to be very careful that say, I'm very blunt. I'm a very blunt person. So you are very lazy. It can be destructive. You can find a constructive way to say it. It's a true communication, but it can dampen a person's emotion. It can weaken a person. It can really make them start acting lazy. So most of the times, you know it is true, but you find a better way to communicate it, to help. The Bible says the words of our mouth as Christians, they must be wholesome. They must edify. They must build up. It is true. That word is not wrong. The person is lazy. The person is stubborn. You understand? But you know, you are a very stubborn person. Very stubborn. Can't you see your stubbornness? It is true, but God help. But you know what I want to say? Many of us are victims. There are times where I have found myself there. I feel like, I overset this truth. Oh boy, this truth where you tell you too much. As the person is going, I'm saying, God help my life. Sometimes I'll call, I'll send a message. I'll say, I know you didn't like the way I communicated. I'm sorry about that. It's just that I'm really sorry. You know, sometimes I want to make excuse. I'm sorry. Because you have said that truth, but in a very tough manner, and it can affect the person. And we would have found better ways to say it. Are we here together, church? Yes. Why we're teaching all these things is because as Christians, we need to find our strength, our God, our words. God wants to use our words to create. And if we do not do the right things, we'll mess up our marriages, our businesses, our relationships, our career. Everything can be a mess. Just using words. Glory to God. Then we have positive confessions. Positive confessions, that's what motivational speakers use. I can't. Say to yourself, I can't. Wake up in the morning and say, I've got my life. Things are working. My life is advancing. They are good words too. They have positive energy. There's nothing wrong with those kind of words. They have positive energy. You know, they are powerful enough to drive you at a particular level. You wake up in the morning and say, I will make it. I will excel. Sometimes we use them, you know, and some of them don't have any spiritual or biblical connection. Are we here together? Some of them don't have any spiritual or biblical connection. They're just positive words. Then you have a dimension of positive words that are scripture-based. Are we here together? There's a dimension of positive words that are scripture-based. Those ones are also part. They are higher to this normal one. So while others are using this, I can start saying, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I am the head and not the tail. That's not just a positive word. That is a scriptural-based positive word. It has the ability to bring life because it is the word of God. Are we here together now? So you find those kind of words in scripture. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You understand? You hold on to those kind of words. I am more than a conqueror through Christ that strengthens me. Are you getting what I'm saying now? They are positive words. The intention is that it will steer faith in your heart. That's what positive word does. It brings faith in your heart. It will energize you to rise beyond a particular level. If somebody comes around here and they begin to speak positive words and you were feeling weak and discouraged before, all of a sudden, light comes to you. You leave that place and you say to yourself, I'm encouraged. I can pass this exam. I will do this thing. And we use that a lot in church, you know. And so that's why some people will say, pastors, they are just motivational speakers. No, there are many things motivational speakers picked from scripture. They borrow from church. You understand? And many motivational speakers are Christians. And a Christian motivational speaker will get his inspiration from scripture. Are we here together? So actually, there's nothing wrong with motivation, but it is not enough because there is a higher level. And the last level of words that we can express from scripture, these ones I'm telling you now, they are things that are Bible-based. You have the ones that we call the blessing. That's the highest level of words. The blessing, prophetic words. The blessing. God said to Aaron, he said, this is how you will bless the children of Israel. How will I bless them? He said, come before the congregation where all of them are and say unto them, the Lord bless you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. You see, those words that Aaron is saying, those are the things that Balak saw and he could not curse the children of Israel. Why? The words will create a wall of defense. So you go and you are doing the normal work everybody is doing. Then the Lord bless you is upon your life. Then you'll do something. Then God will amplify it. That's the blessing. That's when we say the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow. That's why an unbeliever can say, wealth and prosperity, you no need God. Come on, God, for the question. Anybody feel wealthy? See, people have been wealthy and prosperous from the days of Christ, before Christ. And they are unbelievers. Yet, when God called out the Hebrew race, he said that you will remember that I am the Lord your God that giveth you power to get wealth. So that your own wealth, don't say it is my work. Don't say it is my hand. Though I will let you work, I will. In fact, at the point, he said, I teach your hand to profit. So don't compare yourself with unbelievers. When one blogger comes somewhere or somebody says, and say, forget it, anybody can be wealthy. I don't follow you. I heard what you said. I can work and make money, but there is the blessing of the Lord. There's somebody who is walking around. Favor is a blessing. When you speak favor over people, I declare that your week is favored in the name of Jesus. That's the blessing that has been spoken over you. When you hold on to it and you begin to declare throughout that week, even when negative situations are coming, you say, no, favor is all over me. Favor is all over me. Before you know it, the negative situation is turned around and favor begins to reflect itself. They are blessed. I will talk about the blessing. I preached blessing one time in this church. Did I preach blessing? Power of the blessing. I preached it. Go and look for the message. If you listen to messages regularly and you play my messages again, you will listen to it. You get it. At least if I want to get somebody, I'm sure that has listened to that message now. Most likely, if I ask Pastor Unique, he would have listened to it. I say, Pastor, I have it. I have it. It's my message bank. I said, do you know? I said, yes, I know where it is. I have it. Yes, I preached the message, the power of the blessing in this church. I can't forget. And I'm looking for more people like that that will know. When you listen to your, if your man of God is speaking a sound word, always listen again. When you hear it once, it's not enough. You have to hear it again. The word says, once have I spoken, twice you have. Don't get too familiar that don't preach up a church already. No. I'm telling you. Are we here together, church? Yes. So one day I will focus on that. So like I said, we are all victims of these words. I want to talk about this corrupt word. This corrupt word. The Bible says that do not allow corrupt communication come out of your mouth. And I told you that the words that are very close to gossip, whisper. Whisper is a secret talk that is meant to spread rumor or steer suspicion. Whisper. A woman went to a wedding one day. And when she got to the wedding, she was gisting with a friend at the wedding ceremony. She now, her friend's husband, the friend's husband happens to be, you know, a very playful person, sanguine by nature. So he went around greeting people, greeting everybody. How are you? Then that one whispered, see me. I said, they do. Before you know, they touch woman anyhow now. Then that one picked it. The third person heard it. Then the fourth person will hear it as he's always touching women. Then started spreading it. Then the wife heard it. The marriage scattered. The wife heard it. He said, ah. He said, lie, don't tell me that. Who said it? You know, out of almost four people, five people, I will not tell you the person that said it. Anytime somebody will not tell you the person that said it, they are wicked. Be bold enough to say, I will tell you the person that said it. Why? Why? So I will not tell you. And before you know it, they started having issues. The man felt so discouraged because his love language is real taught, but he doesn't mess up with other people. He's a very disciplined person. But the person just said it. It was a quiet whisper, but the other person heard it and picked it. By the time messages moved from first hand to third hand, it has started shifting. And by the time it shifted, the wife heard it maybe from sixth hand, and she concluded that her husband is a cheat. That's what she heard. She started checking the man's phone, suspecting, doing everything. You didn't see anything. Okay, have you seen anything? No, but I can't trust you. Eh? And my friends, you have messed up. Before you know it, the matter here, divorce. What is the real problem? They can't hold it. And when Satan wants to destroy a life and destroy a family, one of the strongest tools of Satan is gossip. Gossip, whispers. Whispers that kill. Whispers that destroy. Some of you are doing business. Let me tell you, you are doing business in your environment. Nobody is patronizing you. You don't know why. One person came and went and said, no, that woman, they're waiting in the cell. I bet. Just that little whisper, you will stay in that place for the next 2 months, 1 year, 3 years, nothing. What happened? Whispers that destroy. And if you destroy somebody's business, what you sow, you will reap. If you are not pleased by their service, find a way to tell them and say, would you like to improve your service in this area? I'm a good customer and I still want to buy from you. Is anybody getting what I'm saying in church this morning? It's better to help people. If you cannot help people, leave them the way they are. Don't destroy them. If you cannot add value to the life of a person, don't destroy their life. It's very deadly, because if you sow that seed, I tell you the truth, seed time and harvest, you will reap the harvest. Whispers. Another one is tale bearing. They are similar. Carrying stories from one person to another to steer conflict. The Bible says they are tale bearers. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 13. It says a tale bearer reveals secrets. That's the work of a tale bearer. Somebody told you something in confidence. Before we know it, another person has said. A loose tongue cannot guard himself. You know somebody who talks many things about other people to you, they are also talking to you, to other people about you. You are finished. If you miss any person that talks anyhow, you are finished. I heard the story of, you know, three people that came together. I can't remember the story clearly, but maybe somebody will remember it. Then one of them said, I have issues with so-so thing. The other one said, I have issue with so-so thing. So this one, maybe adultery, I cheat on my wife. Maybe this one, I do porn a lot and finish. Then the third one say, I talk a lot. So we all are finished. Because talk a lot will go and talk a lot. That is his own weakness. And if you are that kind of person that talks a lot, you are leaking energy. You will not be able to do much with life. And that's why the Bible says, be slow to speak, but be very careful to listen. That's why you have two ears and one mouth. Listen twice before you talk. If you hear from one source, it's not enough. Hear the second source. The person who told you something the first time looks like they are right until you hear the second person. And you will know that you will never make any conclusion until the second person shows up. Is anybody getting what I'm saying this morning? Are you being blessed already this morning? Yes. There are many people, you don't know why many people left you. They don't call you again. They don't reach out to you. You are wondering what happened. They just ghosted you. Why? Somebody somewhere started saying something. And those other ones are cowards. They are not bold enough to confront you. And because of that, they will just leave you. You'll be wondering what's happening. I know my brother. They've left you. Why? Because a tale bearer reveals secrets. Them busybodies, someone who meddles in other people's matter, but you know, consign them, and then they talk. In the compound, they know that if you in the by 12 o'clock, when everybody has gone to work, just go to that place, they are there. They start talking all manner of things. Some people even have chat, gossip group on their chat, WhatsApp. Yes, you create a group for everybody, then they will create for four. And they will be doing fellowship. Fellowship of the brothers. The brothers that mother people's destiny. The sisters that mother people's destiny. We will never be like that in the name of Jesus. Are we here together? Are we here together? Murmurers, those who murmur a lot. Low, constant complain. And they do it behind leadership. They will not do it in front of leadership. So maybe you say something like this. The person will, yes, yes, yes. Then they will get somebody. Big. See, they won't keep us in. They are dangerous people. Meaning that their energy will not be involved. If you know that that thing is, why not talk and say, I think this thing is a very beautiful idea, but it will stretch us a lot. If we are really ready to go for it, let's go for it. Instead of going behind, then you tell someone, do you think you can do it? Say, me, I cannot do it. They will not wait for you to say, oh, say, me, I cannot do it. If I tell you, before you do it, come on Monday, come on Tuesday, on Monday 1-5, on Tuesday 3-5, on Tuesday 10,000. I can't do that kind of thing. That one didn't calculate it before. Guy, you know, it's true. I didn't even think about it. You know why you didn't think about it? You had a pure heart. You know why you started thinking about it? Somebody sowed an evil seed. My communicating church this morning. So we must be very careful. The next one is false witness, lying or exaggerating facts to harm someone. So somebody does one small thing, the person will now exaggerate. They will make it big, blow it. All these things are similar. They are very close. They are neighbors, nephews, niece, family members, younger brother, elder brother to gossip. All of them work together. Character assassination. Deliberately destroying someone's reputation through lies and exaggeration. Because maybe something is happening in church and there's going to be a leader that will be appointed and maybe that person. And you know that, what do we do so that they will not take this person? Then it starts character assassination. Before you know it, it gets to leadership. Leadership begins to say, suspicion comes. They begin to check. They say, let's step this person down now. Then somebody else is already promoting that person as the next. And before you know it, they will present themselves as very okay person. They say, come and do it. You have assassinated. You know what assassination is? To kill a person. Character assassination sometimes is synonymous to killing a person. Because while they are alive, you assassinated their character and they will never reach their goal. You have told every other person that they don't deserve a particular thing. So they will be living as if they are dead. They can't fulfill their potential because somebody else killed their character. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? Is anybody being blessed in church? Yeah. I talked about complaining, then grumbling. Similar to murmuring, low, continuous complaining against people or situation. This church, this business, this our boss. We closing by 6:30. Go and tell the boss, sir. It's 5 o'clock. We sign. I know we are closing 6:30. It's affecting me for transport. And I read that. Don't see it. Instead of going to, you realize 6:30 we are closing now. This work, I will resign. It's just because that I'm not. If I count the money I need, I'll resign. You will be dead. That person will not resign. Gossip is not a mere talk. Don't ever say it's a mere talk. I know there's a movement of people who are beginning to say that gossip is just a mere talk. You use it to vent. You know, when you want to vent, you just want to ease yourself. So you just, you know, it will do something. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It will do something. So it is toxic information shared with the wrong intention to wrong audience at the wrong time. Toxic information shared with the wrong intention to the wrong audience at what? At the wrong time. Another definition is that it's idle or malicious talk designed to bring harm to someone. Sometimes it is not intentional, but most of the times it actually leads to hurt. Gossip is speaking to someone who is neither a direct part of the problem or the solution concerning another person who is not present there. You are speaking to somebody who is not going to solve the problem. They are not part of the problem. They cannot solve the problem. And you are discussing another person's matter to the person. To do what? Don't you know it will have impact on that person? Don't you know the person will begin to perceive that person in a different light? They start seeing that. And you do it to other people and you are not realizing that that same thing can happen to you. Somebody comes up and he has a gist with another person and say, man, I see this babe for church home. I really like the girl. Say, hey, that girl. What do you like for him, buddy? Why are you an evil spirit like that? Why? You didn't see any good thing. What do you want to achieve now? No, I beg you. And there's nothing wrong about the girl. Maybe they just had a clash and she spoke her mind in a sincere way, but he didn't like it.
That's pride.
So, no. See, get some ladies when you feel settled, they don't feel humble for any man. No. That one, the way they look at me, no feel humble.
She's finished already. Oh. Then that guy will go home. As soon as he goes home, he stop. God has spoken to him. He will now go back to God and start disturbing heaven's line. Father, I don't want to marry wrong. And God says, go back. She's not the one. He will not hear. You know why? People hear the voice of men more than the voice of God. So you continue like that. Before you know it, you will go and ask another person. This person, that lady, I'm not really sure. And you that you're saying you're not really sure, you say something precise. Oh, I don't have anything against her. I'm not in the position to say anything about that person. But when you say I'm not really sure, you're still keeping us like this. Because there's nothing wrong. So why not say I don't know? Instead of saying I'm not really sure. Really sure means there is investigation. So we should still continue the investigation. So we'll continue. Then guys will now do their meeting. Say, this person say, mom, go meet this babe. I tell her, I'm no good deal. You know, the babe lash me, that. Then they will now have men association of babe lashers. They will now start analyzing different babes. So, this one different from this one. That one different from this one. See this one. This one did my mind, but then that same person will now say, that one did your mind. Ah, no, let her do your mind, though. You need to get your matter. That's why many guys are not married. They can't find wife because one person has already scattered all the women in town. Many good ladies will be going out because there are guys who talk about every girl. They destroy people. You will not get, nobody will destroy your life in Jesus' name. Any tongue that rises against you in judgment, that tongue, they will be silenced. And you too don't rise against anybody in judgment. Am I communicating today? Gossip is speaking, spreading half-truth or secrets, sharing confidential matter without permission. I plan not to sweat today in this service. This service is not only sweating, have you? I'm not going to sweat. Now, this is a good day. Yes. It is the members of the church that will be sweating with my information. You know, as I'm speaking now, people are sweating. Say, hey, don't attack somebody. Hey, yes, I will not sweat today. I will preach the truth. And the truth is that if sometimes you're pointing fingers, check very well. Sometimes it's not intentional. You did it wrong. Why we're preaching this message that all of us will have to do what? Repent. I've been in pastor's gathering when they started talking about the pastor. I said, you know this guy? Well, I said, brother, no be the matter who will come talk here, be this so. Some of them, I left them. How many friends do I have? How many do I need? Because sometimes some people just have a goal to destroy. I don't know who is destroying me, so I can't destroy anybody. I just carry my bag and I leave. And I have had times where I involved in that discussion in a software. Then I go and say, come, what thing will they talk, Seth? Ah, you know, you have to be very sensitive. I said, what would you talk to? No, I don't know anything about that person. No. I beg. Because the Holy Spirit, if you walk with the Holy Spirit, will always prick your heart. Don't say that thing. And anytime he does that, go and correct it. Try, correct it. Before it goes far, one of the best things you can do is that before gossip goes far, stop it. Because if it goes far, it's dangerous. Gossip is spiritual cancer. It seems sweet at first, but it contaminates the hearts of people, destroy homes, scatter nations, destroy marriages, collapse many businesses. The destructive effects that it has on people, number one, emotionally, it damages their reputation permanently. Isolates the victim socially. People will not want to relate to the person again. So the person is just in their own world because somebody has already started spreading terrible things about that person. Some people are where they are today because of people who assassinated them, their character, messed up their life, said all manner of things. You will pray and say, God, heal my heart and let it be reflected in my tongue. Heal my heart and let it be reflected in my tongue. The healing of the heart is important. That's why David said, search me, Lord, and know my heart. Because everything you say with your mouth, it is out of the abundance of where? The heart. The Bible says, a good man, out of the good treasures of his heart, brings forth good things. Say, but an evil man, what he brings forth is evil, because the treasure of his heart is evil. Am I blessing somebody today? The reason some guys left very nice opportunities that they would have pressed into, even relationships, was because of what you said.
There's a story I want to share, but I don't know. I'll share it in second service. I'll share it in second service. Ah. What I say? Oh, no. If we are preaching this gospel, we have to be smart. If I give all of them at this first service, it wasn't good for second service. The gossip himself, or this, I don't know the English word, gossip, gossiper. I'm beginning to find gossiper in English dictionary now. Before it wasn't there, it was gossip, gossip, gossip. But now they have gossiper. Yes, I discovered that dictionary seems to have gossiper. So let's use gossiper. Abi, what does the gossiper suffer? Now we're talking about the person that is gossips other people. They are spreading all those things. But the person, you that you are gossiping, the person you gossip will suffer. You too. It's dangerous. Then the listener. Let me talk about the listener. The person who listens to gossip suffers twice. You suffer more harm. You know why? The Bible says that whoever is angry with his brother without a curse is in danger of judgment. So this person has not done anything against you. Then you were listening to what somebody said about the person. Then you created a wrong impression about the person. You are suffering twice. You know why? Your judgment will be harder and tougher than the person who said. Because you have all the right to go and investigate and verify. You refuse. Then you are angry with another person, bitter, without a cause. What did the person do to you? Nothing. So you transfer the problem that one person had to your own life. You, the listener of gossip, you have more work to do. You know why? You are a dustbin. Waste dump. What did they call the grammar? Dumping site. They want to dump the destiny of people in a bad way. They put it in your ear. They want to scatter somebody's marriage. They put it in your ear. They want to scatter somebody's future. They put it in your ear. And you are comfortable. Very soon, your ear will be so full. Anxiety, depression, frustration. All the life of those who listen to gossip. Can I tell you the truth? They don't get tired of listening to more. You know why? Tale bearing and gossip is always sweet. However, gist day. Anybody that always tells you gist day, run away from the person. What gist? Is it business we're talking about? Are we doing anything? You know, it's a gist day. What? So am I a gist factory? That's an idea for somebody. Go and start your YouTube blog site, Gist Factory. I've given you free. Go and register. Go and open the Bluetooth YouTube account before somebody will open it. Just what? Factory. Are you being blessed this morning? When you talk idle words about others, it affects you. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 3. Look at what it says. Proverbs chapter 13 verse 3. Let's do this fast. 13 verse 3. Can you help me? NLT. I like NLT. Do NLT for me. This is very good, but I want NLT. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything. In other words, the reason some people will never have long life is because they did not control their tongue. The Bible says life and death is in the power of what? The tongue. They that love it will eat the fruit. If it is life, you eat the fruit. If it is death, you eat the fruit. Am I preaching fine this morning? Slander and gossip damage twice the people listening than the person who is speaking. It is a poison. You start thinking and feeling and acting bad against people that never hurt you. Relationships are destroyed because of slanderers and gossips. Be careful of anyone who speaks about other people. Did I tell you that they also speak about you? Yes, they are derogatory. They are always demeaning people. Untrue words come out of their mouth. It will soon get to your turn. Tell your neighbor, avoid listening by all means. Say it again to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, avoid listening by all means. Somebody did not brush their mouth in the morning. They went to somebody's store to buy food. Then the food started tasting salty. You now came back to the compound and you're telling everybody that no, buy food for that place again. No, now salt, salt, salt. Then they go, no, salt, salt, salt. They say, you're a wicked person. Go and brush your mouth. You know, one woman gave a story. She bought food from a particular place. So she was now attacking the food. Then other people who eat the food, they know that the food is sweet. So they now ask, sincerely, they ask, you brush this morning? It's true like this. You brush? Go and brush. before you start talking about other people, go and do what? Brush. Because you see that person's business, it can collapse. When people get bad customer service, because they get good experience, they might just share it with two or three people. But if it is bad, they will tell the whole world. And that's why you should not be the one to share bad news. Anything that will close people's business, don't share it. Find a way to reach out to the person and say, do you mind I give you a feedback? I feel like there's a little pepper in what you're doing. Maybe you could just help me. Just you and that person alone. And say, if you don't mind, you can ask two or three people you trust to. And that will solve the problem. That business begins to work. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here today? Yeah. Some people, you are just sitting in your shop from morning to night. Nobody, they come. They are talking about you. I will show you there's a spiritual dimension to pray against every force. That's what you pray. Every negative thing that has been spoken, that has created a cloud that takes favor away from my life. Today, I condemn those words. Because you have the right in the spirit to shatter those words. With words, they were created. With words, they can be pulled down. There are many marriages. Families, they're fighting every day. They don't know why they're fighting. It's somebody that is foiling it. Anytime they just tell the wife something, she will carry energy on her husband. Ask him questions. What is wrong with saying only? See what's sensing or somebody says, who said it? He says, so person. Any person that does not want you to tell them. Have you had any discussion with somebody say, you know how they start gossip? Things like, can I trust you? Say, yeah, why not? There's something I want to tell you, and I don't want anybody to hear it. Then when they tell you that, ask the person. Is it something that is helpful? Because whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatever. Now, can I tell you the truth? As soon as they say that, you'll be itching to hear. But still ask the person. Will we have opportunity to repair it if it's about a person? Is it about a person? Is it about an event? Is it about an idea? If it's a person and it's negative, don't tell me. If it's an event and it will cause me to have negative impression, don't tell me. But if it's an idea, share with me. I like ideas. Great people talk about ideas. Small people talk about people. Share quality things. Don't share things that make no sense. Are we here together, church? Let me start wrapping up. I have many things to share. I will still share. One day I'll have maybe this kind of message. I'm supposed to do it part one, part two, part three. But I've not told you all the stories. I have plenty of stories, though. Stories. But let's leave it there. In the realm of the spirit, as soon as you start speaking about other people, your words become worthless before God. That's why many people, their prayers will never be answered. Every time they are praying, heaven doesn't see a praying voice. Heaven sees a slandering person who slanders. So you are wondering why your heavens are shut. Nobody will hear you in heaven. Because 80% of the time you spend talking to other people, you scatter things. You now show up before God and you want to repent. It doesn't work like that. I'm showing you the secrets to some unanswered prayers. I'm showing you the reason why some people are frustrated in church and they will say, God scammed them, church scammed them. You have been in church, but you gossip everybody, you talk all manner of things, then you believe that God will answer your prayer because you are in ushering department. No, they will usher you out. Because you don't deserve to be heard, because you didn't give another person the opportunity to be heard when you heard something about them. If you heard something about somebody, give them opportunity to be heard. Walk to the person and talk to them about it. Instead of saying, I don't want us to tell the person. But this thing is that it has... What you just said now has poisoned my heart. The only way I can prove it is to discuss with the person. Okay, how do we help the person? Let's just be praying for the person. No, it's a prayer point. I'm giving you a prayer point. Don't give me prayer points that will not give me opportunity to go and meet the person. You know, some people there, they want to give you prayer points. It's gossip. It's not prayer points. The intention is not prayer point. They just won't give you gist. So when they finish saying, they say, what would you do? Let's just be praying for him. Let's just be praying for him. 20 people have already known it. If it's intercession, you should have taking your heart and take it before. Who said God cannot hear only you? Are we here together? So whenever you are praying, they don't hear you in heaven again. You are wondering why. Then there will be delay in the life of the person who is gossiping. There will be delay. There will be setbacks. Things will start going wrong. They will start reaping the harvest of all their gossip. Then they will eventually say, I don't do church things for these years. Nothing they happen for my life. All these church things say, does God exist? Does God not exist? You are the one that you don't exist. You are the one that you are not showing a sign of existence before God. Because the Bible says, let no unwholesome communication come out of your mouth. But that which is profitable, beneficial, that brings grace to the hearers. grace to the hearers. Will it bring grace to the hearer? Will it help somebody? Will it build up somebody? Will it change the life of somebody? Some people talked about other people's children in a very bad light. We get into a compound. Sometimes we got into a compound, and when I got to the compound, we're supposed to live there. Then one of the neighbors came. I said, "Ah, welcome, new neighbor." I said, "Ah, neighbor, welcome, oh." I said, "Yes, it's our compound. It's well, oh." I said, "It's well." Well, me and my husband, this is our other neighbor here. They don't pay this one, oh. They don't do this one, oh. They don't do that one, oh. I said, "Eh." Say yes. Say, oh, he's well. And another thing is that the wife has not put to bed. They are looking for the fruit of the womb. Kavlika tuskapai ganasha. My spirit got angry. I got angry. I told my wife I got angry. And I looked at the man. I said, "Thank you very much. It's okay. Everything you just said, I'll go and discuss it with them." I didn't discuss the child part, but the NEPA bill, the loan, everything. I went to them and said, "I'm a new neighbor." They say we have to be paying NEPA below. Well, I had to correct it. You know why? I will become a dumping site. Yes. Were there times where that neighbor treated me in a wrong way? Yes. Did I hold it against them? No. Because the words of that person already was poison. What's your business? And by the time their life begins to go down, they'll be running from prayer mountain to prayer mountain, prayer valley everywhere, and nothing will work. I beg you, church, by all means, avoid gossip. It has killed many people. It has destroyed many people. Many people died before their time. In fact, they literally died because somebody spoke about them. They could not recover it. It's terrible. A man told a story as I wrap up. A young boy. It's a popular story. Some of us know. I think there's a movie attached to it. Of how that he had been spreading rumor about a particular person. I realized that the rumor he had been spreading was false. So I went to the priest to confess. I said, "This is what I've been doing." But I realized that everything I've said is wrong. So where is the person now? Ah, they sacked the person, lost the opportunity. Everything is messed up. And I said, "Please, how can I correct it? What do I do? I really want to change it." And the priest said, "Wow." And the priest got a pillow with feather inside. And the priest said, "Take the pillow." He said, "Give him." Took it. He said, "Get a knife." Got it. Cut it. He said, "Start spreading all the feathers." You know, there are pillows that have little feathers. Spread. As he was spreading it, the wind was taking some here, another one there, another one everywhere. And he said, "Wow, good." He said, "Leave it. 2 days later, you will come and pick everything." He said, "What will happen in 2 days' time?" He said, "I won't be able to find it." He said, "Why?" He said, "Some of them will have gone very far. There's no way to gather it. It's not possible, sir. Ah, that's very impossible." He now said, "God will forgive you, but the damage to the reputation of that person is impossible to gather. There are people who have carried it. They will live with it, and they will die with that impression." Look at your neighbor. Say, "Neighbor, don't ever spread gossip. Rise up on your feet. Let us pray." I want you to pray. Say, "God, help me. Wholesome communication. I sense an anointing upon me right now. That there are people who are where they are. Somebody has spoken two terrible things about you. You are locked in a cage of somebody's words. I'm going to break some chains in a few minutes. Your business is tied to what people have been saying in that environment. You are shutting down because of what people are saying. Negative things. Your little mistake, they amplified it. And now you look so bad and terrible, but you are not there. I want you to first of all pray and say, God, forgive me for anything I have spread." Just start with yourself and say, "God, if I have spread negative things about people, if I have said anything wrong that I should not have said, if I have done it in a way that I should not do it, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me. I'm sorry. I now know better. I have seen light. I have found truth. I now know better. Jesus, I now know better. Forgive me. I will not spread that again. I will not spread." Lord, turned around, gone astray. Your trust for us we have betrayed. Your power we don't recognize. Your lordship we have all despised. And we cannot pretend. We all have effects.
Bring down your glory.
We need your forgiveness.
Bring down your glory.
Now listen. Now, this is getting me teary. I just remember what happened to me. When I started the work on campus, God laid in my heart too many things to do. I had a lot of people fight, unnecessary fights. They were not comfortable with the fact that people were trooping into. I was wondering, but what would I do? I was passionate about evangelism. Where they will not evangelize, I will go in. In the morning, I'm already running from class to class, reaching out to people, doing everything. And some people started spreading terrible things. You might be somebody, the people have really hurt you with their words. But don't worry. Just put your trust in God. Just say, God, you know I've not done anything. Every time you are innocent and anybody is saying anything, take it back to the source. Because God is able to nullify negative things. God is able to, if you start fighting back by yourself, you'll be going wrong. Sometimes it's not easy to fight by yourself. The battle is mine. And I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice this morning. Every negative thing that anyone is peddling against you, against your life, I declare they are coming to nothing in the name of Jesus. Whoever has hired themselves as agents to peddle negative things that is supposed to ruin your reputation, in the name of Jesus. And anyone under the sound of my voice, you are partnered with people that help to push other people down by mistake, I ask for the mercy of God over you. I ask for the mercy of God over you. I ask for the mercy of God over you. May the Lord have mercy on you. May the Lord have mercy on you. May the Lord have mercy on you. In the name of Jesus. From today, if there's anybody in this congregation, as a result of negative words, your business has already been affected. As a result of negative words, your potentials for marriage already affected. As a result of negative words, they have shut doors against you for business opportunity, promotion in your office. They just said nothing and they have looked at nobody. You don't know why your boss is looking at you the way he's looking at you. Today, the Bible says that words were spoken and Reuben was dying because of his mistake. Then Moses showed up and he said, oh, that Reuben will live, that he will not die, that his men will not be few. Every negative proclamation that is about to shut down your business, shutting down your opportunities, set against you, about to weaken everything good in your marriage and your potential to have a happy home, I declare today those words are nullified in the name of Jesus. I said they are nullified in the name of Jesus. I begin to speak the words of blessing over you. I declare the words of blessing that you are blessed. The Lord causes his face to shine upon you. The Lord is gracious unto you. The Lord lifts you up. The Lord strengthen you in the name of Jesus. And anyone that has heaven's door shut against your ears of prayer, your service has been rendering to God is nonsense because you have been gossiping everywhere. I pray for you that the mercy of God will locate you today. God give you a repentant heart today. God rechannel and redirect your life to the place of wholesome conversations in the name of Jesus. Peace well with you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. When somebody comes to you and they say they want to discuss something that will harm another person, tell them, if you did not ask them before you heard it and you heard it, tell the person, 5 days from now, if you don't go and tell the person, I will go and tell them. My assignment is to build. My assignment is to repair. My assignment is to help, not to destroy. Are you getting what I'm saying, church? And you will see the peace of God will begin to fill your heart. And when you start taking that away, you will lose some friends. It will look like you are not getting enough gists. Trash those gists. The next thing you will see, you will start having angels minister to you. The Holy Spirit will start speaking to you. The reason some people never hear God clearly is because they hear men too much. It is well with you, church. In Jesus' name. Sit up in heavenly places. Thank you. Wow. Glory to God. Glory to God. We had a wonderful time yesterday with men in the finance meeting. And men, I really want to say I wasn't really impressed because some of us didn't show up. Many of us didn't show up.
And we talked a lot. In the next phase of our discussion, we're talking about how men, I want to talk about men. I will invite all men, but we're trying to talk about how men can strategically start planning their lives. I told you, I say if you are up to 35 years, you have half life by normal calculation. By divine calculation, you can have more. Anybody that is 30, 35, you have reached what they call midlife. Lady, male or female. One of the things God will have me do in this church is what we call life management. You can't watch people's life go anyhow. We have to plan. Financial planning is key. So apart from yesterday's teaching, I thought that maybe I would do the teaching in the whole church self so that both male and female can hear. Because I'm thinking about the fact that sometimes some people would not just attend meetings. And some meetings are designed for us. Our guest shared how God started. I know him, started selling Indomie. Today, the whole street is named after him. He has over about 4 plots there and buying for other people around the area. He was just sharing with me, bought another house. I know him. I knew the guy. When we were in Bible school together, it was Indomie he started selling. As a graduate, he came to Lagos and didn't get what he wanted. I told you. I said, if you are looking for circumstances that will make you succeed and you cannot find it, create one by yourself. Wise people don't wait until they get the circumstance they want. They create it. Are we getting what I'm saying here? Create it. I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for a job. You have not found one. Start something. Buy something in the compound and start selling to the neighbors. Start from somewhere. Life is not designed in such a way that everybody starts from the top. The only thing they start from top to bottom is the grave. Life starts like this. And better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. There are many things to share. There are many life lessons. From time to time, we'll be sharing it. And that's why I said we're in a season where God has moved to this church. You need to invite all your family members, old and young. Everybody has to start coming. A lot of wisdom deposit that God has kept in my head, in my heart, to start sharing. Sharing matters. A lot of things. And you will see people, life will start bouncing back again. There will be freshness. Everything will just start changing. All the deliverance some people are running away from, the word of God is their deliverance. As I speak, somebody just got delivered from closed heavens as a result of careless talk. And their light will start shining. You see it. Just a matter of time. So I want to charge us. This church is not the regular church. This is a place where destinies are made. Encourage you to keep telling your friends, tell your family members, let people come around and be a blessing. You have been coming. You have been blessed. That's why you are coming. Bring other people so that they will be blessed also. And we are not in a hurry to make name. We made our banner the other day on the street. You know they steal our banner in this area. There are some people who plan that they don't want us to even exist. Before the eyes of one of our boys, they carried the banner we put on the road. They were carrying it and running away with it. If we put banner, they will go and carry. It's not Loma, it's not Lagos, what they call Lassa, it's not Lagos. On Saturday evening, for somebody to be carrying your banner, you hang your banner, they will tear it, tear it. You can't do anything against the truth. You can't. You can't. There's nothing you can do against the truth. If you shut down all the avenues, angels will go and be visiting people and telling them, go there. And don't fight anybody's business. Don't fight anybody's career. God will lift you in due time. Are we getting what I'm saying?
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.